Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
It is so true. Todd has basically, he was the guy that invented money.
Oh, did he?
He invented, because he said these pelts, who needs pelts?
His face is on the $2 bill, I hear.
It really is. Todd Peach.
It was actually Bitcoin, BJ.
Oh, really? You're the one responsible for all this. Todd has had a lot of great experience in the world of finance. He's a fine member of BECU.org. And by the way, you can be a member too if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State. That's how you get to be a member of this great credit union, and you have the power of all the credit unions across the land in order to do anything a regular bank can do. And frankly, I think we should start calling credit unions regular banks, because they're actually kind to you and nice, and they don't do things for money. They do things for you. And that's why we have Todd on, because Todd will answer any questions you have. BECU is so helpful to anybody, and especially their members, if they want to manage any kind of financial situation. And that's what Todd's been doing for us for years now here on The Rock. You got a question? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in saying, starting up a small business, which is better for supplies and getting started, a business loan or a business credit card?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I guess I would go back and start with the business plan. So what does a business plan look like?
Nice.
As far as everything, your projected expenses, so your income, you know, how you're going to, then you can, how much equity, how much capital are you going to put into the business? And then we can say, okay, now we have this gap of a loan, and we're going to have to fill that somehow. And then we could, now we can determine if we need a loan to, a loan is makes more sense, or if it's a insignificant amount that possibly a credit card, maybe with some awards attached to it, would be an alternative. But I would back up a little bit before I would get down to where, what actual type of loan, to how much of a loan do I need, and does that make sense? How much risk is involved, etc.
Yeah, I mean, this is Todd. I love the fact that, you know, a lot of people go lone wolf when it comes to their finances, and the idea that you really sit down with a bunch of people and not be embarrassed if you don't have a dime. That's how we all started. And then eventually you get a good business plan and good mentors. And I think a lot of people just, they're a little, it's a lot of vulnerability to go out there and go, all right, here's my whole financial situation, or here's my business idea. So great advice on that.
Text has a question.
Yeah, and a great resource is the Small Business Administration. So if you're looking to start a small business, and you think you're going to need some capital, I would start by reaching out to the Small Business Administration, because they do loans, but they also have resources and expertise to help, to get you to the right place, to guide you so you're making the right decisions.
I would love to, like, have, they should put out a book of all the crazy small business ideas people have proposed to them. And see, you know what I mean? Because I got to imagine some, they're just like, come back when you get this thing fully fleshed out.
Well, yeah, and Todd, I don't know if this statistic is still the same, but at one point I remember reading 9 out of 10 businesses fail, like, you know, small businesses that are started fail. And I wonder how many of those actually did what you said, you know, went and looked at their business plan, went and, consulted the SBA. And so, Steve, I think you make a good point.
It's right.
Like, what are some of the harebrained schemes that they go, yeah, you really shouldn't do this? Like, if they had Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank to be able to go, no, that's a poo-poo, take it out back and shoot it.
You want to create an entire business about this? You're not.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We've got Todd Peach from BECU.org. Though he's I don't know how much longer. You okay, Todd? You going to make it? The smoke getting you?
Yeah, I'm good now, BJ. Got some more water.
Woo! There you go.
But well, Texter not only has a question, but also a compliment for Todd. So we'll start with the compliments. Oh, Todd, wow. I want to thank you for your help you've given over the last few years. Back in 2013, my credit score was in the low 500s. After working on my credit, me and my wife, we were taking your advice. Both of our credit scores are above 750. We own our second home, and we're both 31 years old. So to all the rockaholics out there, this man and his advice is gold. Thank you very much for your advice. You rock, Todd.
That's amazing, because you do the work. I don't do the work. So we can talk as much as we want, but if you do what you do, that's hats off to you. So congratulations.
And then they had a question, though.
Oh, they have a question, too. Go for it.
They said, also, should Steve and Danny get a Bowie authentic jersey
there we go.
And a couple of plush dolls for them and their daughters?
So
we
Todd,
know the answer is yes.
Don't you already have one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Do you already have one?
A Kraken jersey?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
Bowie jersey. Yeah.
We don't have a jersey with Bowie, the mascot's name on the back and the number 0.
Oh, I thought you would have already had that one in the bag. So okay.
Well, we just tried Bowie, and now we're thinking about getting those jerseys. But they're what are they at now, Danny?
They're at $214. As opposed to the $249 with plus taxes and shippings.
Yeah, so see, we're saving money.
We're saving money right now.
And Todd,
okay.
Here's the thing. I want to give Danny and Steve credit for showing some restraint because they were at the game the other night, and that's where they got to meet Bowie, and they were so excited, and they were going to go get those jerseys.
Todd, have you ever met a mascot for a professional sports franchise?
Not for a professional. I've met the Husky, but not a professional. That's
right.
A good one.
But that's still, that's a big meet.
Yeah, it's still not pro.
Did you go buy a Husky jersey after the fact?
No.
All right.
Did you buy a Husky?
Yeah. Did you? So here's the thing. And Steve was very proud of himself because he exercised restraint and said, I can't buy this. I will not buy this.
Well, it just kind of came back from Disney World.
That's why I don't give you any credit, because he dropped a pretty good amount of coin in Orlando. Oh, look at Todd's got nothing to say to you. He's done with
it. Silence is a yes. We should buy these jerseys.
Yeah, yeah, I think Todd is, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know my opinion already, so I don't even need to say anything.
And Todd's
saving money, Todd.
Todd's very frugal. Todd and I, we keep talking about maybe going out to lunch someday, but Todd is so frugal, he's like, why don't I just say hello to you? And then, you know what, we skip the whole paying the lunch part. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's a good point. It's a very, very good point.
There's another text that says, getting matching Bowie Kraken jerseys when we already have Kraken jerseys is a good investment, signed Steve and Danny.
Yes,
I'm getting the vibe that Todd doesn't think we should get these jerseys, Danny.
No, and the thing is, Todd, for that texter that said, thank you so much for the great advice for all the years, Danny and Steve have also been here for all those years, and I'm not sure their financial situation has gotten better since you've been on the show. Because you have to still listen to what anybody says if they have any kind of wisdom at all.
However, this person just said, I just bought a bar, and I'm wondering what Todd would suggest for saving for my own retirement. Thanks, from Suzanne.
Whoa, wow, just nice. Bought a bar, like a bar with drinks kind of bar?
I'd imagine. I don't think it's like a javelin bar.
Oh, well, Suzanne, tell us what the name of the bar is. We'll give you a little shout out. Because, then I can walk in and maybe I get myself a little appetizer, you know?
Look at you, very self-centered, wanting something for yourself.
Now you know what's up, buddy. All right, so Todd, that's a very interesting question. So she just basically got herself her own business. She started a business and wants to know, what is it, Steve? She wants to start saving
for her retirement. I suggest sell the bar. No, I'm kidding. I'm not the financial advisor.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, I think this would be a good time to really talk to a financial advisor or somebody, because I assume you're going to have employees as well. So you're going to want to look at a holistic, so not only your retirement, but what are you going to do, if anything, for the employees as well. So there might be a SEP that you could set up. There are vehicles where you could save, but then maybe possibly put a plan together for your employees to get them on the right path as well.
Yeah, Todd, I'm glad you...
I would take the time to talk to somebody, and if you need help, let me know. I'll get you hooked up to somebody. It won't cost you anything, but this is a great time to not only think about yourself, but also think about the retirement for your employees as well.
Yeah, it's frustrating for me because, some companies allow it. Our company, likes to have you as an employee. I would love to be an independent contractor because, like you said, Todd, there are things that open up that allow you to save money for yourself that are a lot more beneficial than the traditional plans when you're not a business. business. Like, for instance, you can make your own pension plans within your own company, I believe. And that is a hell of a way to save money for yourself and also, you know, maybe not pay as many taxes as the regular employee does. But like you said, Todd, yeah, they got to talk to somebody. That's the thing. A lot of people just go, I got a business, and don't realize, man, if you talk to somebody, there's so many advantages you don't know about because you now have a business.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, BJ. So I think it's important. I mean, obviously, we all have, you know, the Roth available to us outside of it, whether we own a business or not. So that's certainly on the table no matter what you do. But I think if you're starting that business, this is a great time. You want to make sure you do it right. So I would sit down and talk to somebody, find out all the options, and then we'll go from there.
The person, Suzanne, just texted back saying it's called the 884 Pub in Bremerton. Come on down. We're hoping to be open next week.
Nice.
In
Bremerton.
I'm there all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to have to remember that. I got some friends over in Bremerton that I go game with from time to time. Maybe we'll have to stop in and say hello.
The 884 Pub next week. It's open.
And by the way, we are talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you can't get through on the phone lines or text lines, you can always send an email. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. You click on that. Not only will that send you to the email link, but also it has a lot of financial links on there that give you free advice about almost any financial situation you could want. BECU does a great job in helping their people out with almost any financial question they got.
Chad texted in saying, good morning. I've raised my credit score almost 200 points in the last 2 years. Woo! My goal, buy a house. What kind of down payment would I need, and what would be my next step? From Chad.
Ooh, that's a good one, because down payments on houses, Todd, they really, it's variable, isn't it, depending upon your situation?
Yeah, I mean, you can get into a home with, and first of all, if you're considered a low income or moderate income, and that's, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 or less, there are free programs, grants, and you know, a whole host of things that are available to you out there. So I would start. It doesn't take a lot of money down. Yes, you will have private mortgage insurance for a period of time, but that's okay. But you can probably get into a home for about 3% down, depending on your credit and your income. But I would start with talking to a mortgage advisor and really sitting down and looking at, you know, what is your income, your household income, expenses, and so forth. They can run the numbers and the ratios and kind of and give you an idea of where, you know, where you're going to be. My first step, I would say, would be to talk to an expert, which is a mortgage advisor. They know all the programs that are out there that are available to you. But find somebody and talk to a couple if you would like. I mean, get a couple of opinions, but find somebody you trust. Obviously, I'm happy to refer to you a BECU mortgage advisor that can work with you. But you know, again, you want to find somebody that's looking out for your best interests and is going to get you in the right product and get you in the right path.
So if I'm doing the math correctly, for every $500,000 my house costs, with 3%, it's like $15,000, right, Todd?
Yeah.
If I'm doing
it's doable.
So there you go. So you know that for every $500,000, you're going to need $15,000, and obviously you can do the math to get between whatever. That is very, very doable. And then
is on top of that.
Does 10% down avoid PMI, private mortgage insurance? Is it 10% down?
No, you have to get to 20%.
20%? Wow.
Get with it, BJ.
Yeah. So that's like a lot of money.
I mean, when I bought a house 30-some years ago, I put 5% down. But then, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, I was able to – this is back when interest rates were 9.9%, by the way. So – but I was able to refinance and take that way down. So it's not like it's forever, but you know, interest rates are higher than they have been, but historically they're not out of the norm.
Oh no, I remember the 80s, Todd.
We were both there, and but you know, there will be a time where you can refinance, or maybe you decide to move or whatever, and you're going to need a new mortgage anyway. So, but hopefully by then you have a little bit of equity and you're in appreciation. But we don't do this for, you know, we don't buy a house for, you know, looking to live in it for 1 or 2 years. This is a longer term investment. So if you're only going to think about living there for a year or two, may not be the best idea for you.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, people have this idea of starter homes. And, you know, the idea is, man, a starter home is not a great financial investment unless somehow you flip it because, you know, you bought it low and you can sell it high.
But speaking of which, what kind of loan program can I get to purchase the Barbie dream home that my daughter wants for Christmas?
Because that's a good question.
It's a few hundred dollars, Todd.
You know, oh, well, That's a great question, Steve.
You should get the wish dream home.
Do I get a PMI on this purchase?
you walk in the dollar store and get the Babali dream home or whatever.
It doesn't have a slide that leads to a pool, BJ.
Except for that.
You do like your parents used to do. You bring home the knockoff version.
As long as it's got a slide.
Here you go.
That goes into a pool, I think she'll be happy.
Yeah, that's it. Well, if you didn't get through, that doesn't mean you can't get advice from Todd. Just go to KISW.com and scroll down, click on the banner. Todd will answer all of your emails. Todd, as usual, great talking to you. And don't forget, if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, you can be a member of BECU, a great credit union. Go to BECU.org. Todd, we will talk to you again, my friend.
Thanks, BJ. Much appreciated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.